The books are closed on February. Now we move into March, which we know can be a very changeable month around here as we move from winter to spring. And there's even some instances of summer-like heat, especially in the last week or so of March. In terms of the extremes, we have been as cold as 21 below zero in Albany on March 6th of 1948, and as warm as 89 on March 31st. That was back in 1998. On average, we see about 10 inches of snow in the Albany area for the month of March. And in terms of the normals, we start off with a normal high of 39 degrees today. That jumps to 51 by March 31st. And I mentioned 39 as the average high, and that's going to be a fairly good baseline for us as we move through the first few days of the month. So for a month that can bring us tremendous variability in the weather, that's not going to be the case, at least this time around. So we can say that March is coming in like a lamb. We are tracking a big upper-level low that has been with us for the past couple of days. Initially, it was off to the west, allowing that storm to come through midweek, but now that the storm is gone, the upper low is very slowly working its way through the northeast, and it's going to be with us right through the weekend. So we're looking at a situation where the weather doesn't change much each day. We have clouds, some glimpses of sun from time to time, and a few spotty rain and snow showers during the day, and a few spotty snow showers at night, but the bulk of the time will be free of precipitation, but every so often you might see a few raindrops or a few snowflakes come on through. That trend will hold through at least Monday. Hopefully that upper low will finally give a little bit by Tuesday, and that would allow for a little more sunshine to come through. There is the chance that we could see at least some impact from the storm by the middle to late part of next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, low in the 20s, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of rain or snow showers, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, low in the 20s, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of rain or snow showers, high in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of rain or snow showers, low 26 to 32, and tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, maybe a passing shower, high 40 to 45. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of rain or snow showers, low 25 to 30, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a passing rain or snow shower, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of scattered rain and snow showers, high in the 30s to around 40, and on Monday, variably cloudy, still the chance for a few scattered rain or snow showers, with highs in the 30s to around 40. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.